All right, 8:21, we continue our conversation with Tommy Tuberville, former Auburn coach, right here in the studios of WNSP. Lee Shervania will rejoin the show tomorrow. We do have a question in our app for you, Coach. What was it like coaching Brandon Johnson? He seemed like, when you were at Auburn, he seemed like he was tough as nails and always ready to go.
Brandon Johnson was the first guy that I signed and offered, actually offered when I got to Auburn. He was from Bayou La Batre. He was a dinosaur. He was a fullback.
Yeah.
He was playing for Rush Prost at the time. And hard nose, I never forget, you know, I'm recruiting him and he comes for his visit and then I get one visit. So I wait to the very end to come down to see him and I go and meet his dad. His dad's arms were huge. And Brandon goes, Coach, you got to get me out of here. My dad's killing me because all we do is rake oysters every day.
Yeah.
You know, and they showed me those big, long rakes that they raked oysters. And that first time I'd ever seen one. But, you know, he very, very good player. And he got married. And he was going to make it for the Falcons. And he was one of those guys that said, you know what, I'm ready to start my family. I want to go home and get life started. So he packed up and went home. Yeah. I talked to the coaches at the Falcons, said, man, Coach, can you talk him into it? And I said, no, I know this kid. I mean, he's a true American, and he knows exactly what he wants to do.
So when you went recruiting, was part of it checking out – like I talk about this a lot when it comes to basketball. When you look at a guy, you kind of look at his feet to see how he's going to project. You look at mom and dad. So you see Brandon's dad, and you see his arms, and you're like, you're kind of looking to see how he projects physically.
And you see how they've been raised.
Yeah.
You know, their work ethic. You know, I always told people you'd never make a mistake if you could look inside a kid's heart of how hard he was going to work and how much he believed in what he was doing, if he was hungry. You know, you got all these kids now who are five stars, and not all of them, but I guarantee at least half of them don't make it because they think they've hit the promised land and they forget what it is to go and go work because those lines are long when you get to college.
Yeah.
Everybody can play, and if you quit every year, I tell the players, hey, listen, you're here. Next year, I'm going to recruit somebody better than you. So you got a year's head start on this group coming in next year. You better work hard. And, you know, some you got to, some you didn't.
All right. Alabama, Georgia picked by the media because we in the media know everything. Picked to win the SEC West and East, respectively. Alabama to win the SEC championship. Give me a team or two that you think could be the monkey wrench and all that.
Dark horse for me is going to be LSU. LSU is going to be very good on the it's the best defensive line. I've watched them on film. You know, I've talked to coaches down there. I've watched them. They got a quarterback coming back that I think he's grown up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and Steve Ensminger, the second year he's in on his running the offense. Steve worked for me for a long time. Very good friend. I think they're going to be a group to be reckoned with. Now, can they get over the hump? We'll have to wait and see. But it starts with defense. Now it's going to the running game. Quarterback and to me as a coach, I always looked how good we're going to be on defense. Can we stop the run? Are we going to be physical? That's number one. If we can't, if we're not going to be, then it's going to be an up and down year. Not going to be consistent. Second thing was running backs. I mean, do you have enough? You can have one great one, and it ain't going to make any difference because they're going to get hurt. The two and three is going to have to play, and so then quarterback. The leader of your team. Now, if you've got the other two, the quarterback doesn't have to be quite as good because you can hand the ball off. But if you don't have the running backs, the quarterback better be able to run and make plays.
But my only issue with LSU is, don't we kind of always say that about LSU, though? It's kind of like what we talked about back in the day with Arkansas, with Clint Sterner and Run DMC and those guys.
Right.
Arkansas is the up-and-coming. And they never really did it. And I feel like every year we say, boy, look at the athletes LSU has. Look at what they're doing over there. They're going to compete. And they look the part on paper, but they just can't seem to get over that hump.
This is a different animal.
Okay.
This is a different animal. And I'm like you. Man, you look at that. They get who they want down there. They recruit out of West Texas or East Texas, and then they get all those kids in Louisiana. Ed Orgeron is relentless. I mean, he is focused. he has a persona that he's a bull in a china closet. He's really not. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to put a team together, but main thing, he knows how to motivate them. Les Miles had some good teams, but Les, I don't know what happened to him the last 3 or 4 years. Those players were going in different directions, but they're all back on the same track now. I think everybody's aboard. Now, we're saying this, and again, it's LSU. They got to prove to all of us they can do it. My other one is A&M, Texas A&M. They got everything. You know, they got the money. They got the facilities. They got the coaches that they can bring in. They got the money to pay. Watching them last year, I'm not sold on their quarterback. Man, he would throw the ball to the other team in a heartbeat last year. Yeah. I mean, he couldn't get over the hump. But this is Jimbo's second year. They've got the players. Now, can they get it done? Of course, everything goes through Nick in Alabama. I mean, there's nobody on their level yet. You're asking me who could possibly break in there, one of those, but they're not to that level yet.
So you mentioned LSU's defensive line. How much better, in your opinion, is LSU's defensive line to Auburn's defensive line? And there's been much talk about that front seven for Auburn now for a few years.
Very comparable. Kevin Steele's defensive line is going to be very good. I always worried about this. I worried about it for Clemson last year, too. Been in it so long. You get these kids that could go to the NFL, and they're talked into staying, finishing their degree, which is great, and then they come back. As long as things are going good, those kids really stay into it. You know, as long as they're competing for championships. But if you got a group that comes back and all of a sudden you lose one or two games, that those kids don't play as hard or as well. What are they doing? They're looking to the future, and rightly so. You know, they're looking to get a degree and going to the next level. Hopefully that doesn't happen. That was my always concern. When you come back, you know, as long as you're successful, those guys you talked into coming back play hard, they play well, they're leaders, and their mind's still in the college. But once you possibly might be out of that race for a conference championship, things kind of wane. So you got to look at I think Auburn's going to be really good on defense. Their problem is who's their running backs going to be. Again, we know one kid that's pretty good, but you got to have three of them. And then I always knew going into August 1st, if you don't really, really know 100% who your quarterback is, you know, sometimes things aren't as good early. Now, it could get – now, Bo Nix is going to be a heck of a college football player. He is the real deal. Now, the other kid, Gateway – now his name, Gateway?
Gatewood.
I think he'll be the quarterback just because he knows the offense better. And it'd be hard to throw that kid out in Dallas.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. What we're going to do is we're going to open the phone lines a little bit. We'll give you guys a chance to talk to Coach Tommy Tuberville. I want to get your thoughts on some assistant coach issues that were brought up by Nick Saban.